Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on the jeans. And you're an orgasm addict.
Hey, you're listening to The Screw with your favorite fuckheads, Felicia Rose and A-Love. Hi, A-Love. How are you today?
Fuckheads. You haven't used that one yet. Yeah. I like that.
I have not, actually.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like that's a very Massachusetts saying. I feel like I heard people say fuckhead there. Like, I'm not sure.
It's definitely very 90s, I feel.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. It's just
definitely
like
a 90s thing.
90s thing. Okay, okay. So, how are you?
Very hot. My apartment has steam heat, so there's no control over it. And my radiator is the biggest... radiator in the apartment and like in my bedroom, and I don't need it to be this size, and it doesn't turn off. There's no like off valve. You can turn it down, but it still A, stays on, and B, leaks while it's on, which essentially means that the whole floor underneath it, even though I do damage control and I have for 9 years, it's like rotting out, and it's going to, basically that radiator is going to fall through the fucking floor. And my bed is close enough to where the line of the floor where the radiator lives that like my bed's going to fall too. Like I'm essentially going to fall through. I feel like in like 3 years, you're going to be using this audio clip in my like my 2020 episode about slumlords in New York City that don't like fix up their apartments even though they've been warned. I've told my apartment about this like 2,000 times, you know. So yeah.
So does that mean
just,
it's like,
just remember this audio clip for when I die and
oh my
you need
God.
To dig it out.
Force like it's like forced hot water or something they use, right? Like so
yeah, it's that old, you know, when did they do this? What years was this like popular? The 1800s. They forced steam heat through the apartment. And because of like the plague or whatever that was going on, they wanted you like the point was to open your windows more. So it's like, let's make the house really fucking hot. And then you have no choice but to open your windows.
Oh my God. That's so funny. I mean, I totally forget. It's amazing how quickly you forget these things because the Southwest, it's either swamp coolers, which is something totally different.
What the fuck is a swamp cooler?
So a swamp cooler is like, it's like air conditioning, but it's like old school air conditioning. So it's like it's almost like steam, but in the other direction. So it's like cold water, like it's water, and then like they run a fan over cold water or something, and that's how you get air conditioning. We don't have that. Like, luckily, we have. Well, finally, after months and months and months, we have.
Yeah, I was gonna say, luckily, you haven't had anything.
I know. So you know, it's like central. Like, well, I'm not. It's not like necessarily central air because every room has a weird unit in the wall, like an.
I think those units are still technically considered central air since you're able to, you know,
manage the
yeah. Yeah, I think technically it's some kind of electrical system.
So it went back on, and so, you know, at night it gets really hot still for whatever reason. I mean, like, it's not hot at night here this time of year, but it still gets hot in like our space. So
well, you don't have like a cross breeze. There's no like true circulation.
Exactly.
If you were to have windows on the other side of like where your kitchen is, you'd have a cross breeze, but you don't have that. So it's just the air kind of doesn't like come in and mix up with your air. It's kind of just stay stagnant.
And like, I'm a sleep time cuddler, but the only way we can do that, because both of our body temperatures are like 150 degrees at night, is to have the AC on.
AC,
let's get all like cuddly and whatnot. But like, now it's doing this thing where it's leaking. So
the drip, that's fucking awesome.
And they fixed this once, and I put in a like work request like a month and a half ago, and nothing has happened. And one of our rooms doesn't have a light, which I also put over. Nothing has happened. But it starts driving me crazy somewhere in the middle of the night, because like at first it doesn't do it for a couple hours, until it's been on for a little bit, and then I start hearing it, like a nagging little like bug in the back of my head, and it just drives me crazy. And then if you turn it off, it like flows out like a waterfall. So
yeah, same, exactly. Like basically my heater's technically off. Like it's at the tightest it can be. It's like a knob, and the knob has been closed as tight as possible. However, it still comes through, and while it's leaking right now into a bucket that I have like perfectly placed underneath it, if I were to open that to like create more heat in the bedroom, it would be like turning on a shower faucet at full open. Wow. You know, it would be like turning on all the knobs. Yeah, like that's how much it fucking leaks. So the first winter I spent here, like half of my shit got like ruined by flooding, essentially. It's just ridiculous. So, absolutely ridiculous.
So you're telling me we both have leaky knobs right now?
We have leaky fucking knobs. And I've always had a leaky knob. Like, this is... 9 years a leak is a long leak.
We should get that checked out. So speaking of leaky knobs, in the vein of like, so I want to talk.
Where are you going with this?
I know. I
Your transitions are either flawless or ridiculous, and ridiculous. I love it either way.
So I wanted to bring up 69ing because this is like.
Interesting. Okay.
I think of 69ing as something, and this is going to sound like a little ageist for a moment, but like the young adults of the world like think of this and think, oh, that's hot. And so I was talking to a few people about it, and we were like talking about the actual practicality, at least with two gentlemen. Well, not gentlemen, but but I think this
two good sirs.
Two good sirs. But I'm thinking this with
two people with penises.
Right. But
that's what we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, but like now, the more I think about it, it's got to apply to more than penises. Because here's my dilemma: 69ing in theory, it's really hot. I think it's a great foreplay activity, but eventually. It's complicated, and it's hard to focus on like being oral on someone else while oral is being done to you.
Yeah, I find
like unlike like penetrative sex, you know, where like, you know, there's a tit for tat, so to speak. Like, you know, you're both feeling pleasure at the same time without, you know, and you're both working, but not in the same kind of way, you know?
And your mouths are unencumbered. Like, you're able to moan and be vocal and whatnot.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a very hard, like, concentration thing because, you know, you read these things. I moaned around his cock while he had moaned around my cock. Okay, fine. But it's more like... moaning with a cock in your mouth is like, I don't think it's that hot. Okay. I mean, I know there are like people into that gooner shit and love like stupid shit like that. But like, I'm kind of thinking like, no offense. I'm not really trying to insult.
You don't think it's hot or you don't think like there's not like reverb in like, I thought there was like an amount of kind of. Yeah, like reverb that happens.
I mean, maybe that actually is like, and it like feels good too. But like, as soon as I start moaning, I'm not sucking your dick anymore because I don't want to die.
Right, right.
You know, like there's something about making noise. It's like, you know, don't talk with your mouth full kind of like premise. Yeah. And so I was.
Well, I agree with that whole thing. Like, if we're taking the being like being. Oral, the other oral.
Yeah.
If we're talking about taking away like the noises and the sound effects, like that's not fun. I don't like that. I need to hear that you're enjoying the blowjob I'm giving you. Otherwise, I'll be annoyed.
Yeah.
You know?
And to me, it's like there really is no true simultaneous with this. Like, it's like you can have it in your face and you can like slurp, slurp, slurp. But if the other person is going to town, my whole like faculty kind of like. Shuts down to enjoy it, right? And this is like been the case with me with women and men. Like, I've 69 with like everyone,
and I'm a 69 whore,
and it's
69 369 times.
It may be a little easier to lick your clit, while I'm getting head than it is to sucking a dick while I'm getting ahead. I think that may be true.
I feel bad for the person that's like laying down trying to suck a dick. Like that can't be easy.
Yeah.
I've never had to lay down. Well, maybe I have.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I just, my double chin always gets in the way. Like when I'm being tit fucked and somebody wants to like put their dick in my mouth, I'm like, honey, your dick's not big enough. Like you gotta push it up a little further. Like there's a double chin in the way here. It's like when my stomach's in the way of something, you know, it's similar.
Yeah.
It's like, let's make sure we pay attention to the people we're fucking because sometimes they're not the exact same replica of the last person that you boned, you know?
Right. And so this
led
me to think that this is kind of like an overhyped activity on some level because as much as I've seen 69 in porn, I have never seen, and I did a little research, nor could I find a like mutual 69 cum shot where like you're both sucking and then you both flood each other's mouths at the same
time. It's honestly, I feel like the ability to be in synchronicity in that act, in that position seems impossible. Maybe like if you're both on your sides and it's more of like a zero instead of a 69 shape, you know? Maybe that would work a little bit better, but I still, for you to be giving while also receiving, it's like, yes, I'm sure it is possible to sync up, but it's probably, it's less likely when you're, you know, if you're getting close to orgasm, for example, you know, everybody has like an amount that they like for quickness and for, you know, so unless you come exactly the same way as the person that you're trying to get to come, it's not going to work because like one's going, you know, like taking the dick really fast and the other one's doing slow and you're like, that's not going to,
I love your hand motion.
It's hard to sync up. Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot going on.
And I have mutually came at the same time as jerking off and I've mutually come while like getting pounded or pounding. Like,
sure.
But this is not an area, you know, and like, and I do think it's like mechanics and it is like that like focus. Maybe I'm just like don't have enough energy for all that. I don't know. Like I'm imagining like two ferociously horny people going to town and like bringing themselves to the edge. And maybe that is what you need to do if you want to. But I found it surprising that I didn't find any like porn that like literally showed two, you know, penises that were in a 69 position coming at the same time.
I feel like it could work if you, like you said, bring each other to the very, very, very edge and then then you take over yourself and finish off yourself. So like the person that's face down, like you come in their mouth and then the person who's face, you know, then you,
like,
you know, you basically jerk off onto each other's faces.
Right. So
it
brings me again, like
69
is way more of a like foreplay thing than it is like a finisher. You know, it's not.
Oh, agreed.
It's
agreed.
Not a
finisher,
you know, and like
most of the times when I've 69'd, I've just kind of sat in the pocket, if you will. Like, I'm just gonna let you make me come first, and then I'll, you know, like I try to do the simultaneous. It's just, I'm too ADD for that. Like, I can't pay too much attention, honestly.
I know.
It's like, it makes me hornier because I'm getting off. Like, yeah, like that's a layer of it, but there's just a lot of like, there's a lot of thought going on, and I just, there's too much happening at once.
It's
hard.
It is. I mean, and I'm like, so like for many years, I was one of those people who was like, not insistent, but like kind of like thought like the best, you know, orgasm experience was for like you guys, like for two people to come really close in tandem on some level, right? Not necessarily my preference. I like have a preference of like, I'm going to get turned on by watching like you either come or like, you know, experiencing you come. We'll leave it at that. And then like that would set me off. But you find like, at least with fucking dudes sometimes, that as soon as they come, like the situation is over and like,
Yeah, because of post, not clarity. They're disgusted about
it. Right. You know? Luckily, you know, as I've gotten older, I've found lovers that, like, are much more, you know, able to, like, stay in the moment, be attentive, you know. And also, like, that's kind of their thing. They want to come first. They want to, like, enjoy only thinking about themselves coming. But then they want to help you come afterwards,
right?
Which,
right,
I like that. That's my jam. I sign up for that. You know, but, like, I, you know, it made me think of all these, like, intricacies in sex that, you know, we have, like, people have expectations. They want to do something and they expect it to look a certain way either because they've watched too much porn and, like, you know, don't realize how many hours of editing goes into making that scene look like they did this, and then came, you know,
right.
Not understanding, like, all the, like, difficulty of actually recording, like live porn and, you know, everything that's going into play behind the scenes to make that happen. And then, you know, that you have often, like, at least a small crew of people if you're doing some sort of, you know, professionalized porn, which I know a lot of us are watching all sorts of different. We have more options these days. It used to be like if you wanted amateur porn, you needed to know somebody with one of those big VHS recorders,
camcorders,
who was gonna, like, record it and share it with you. But, like, by the time the tape got to you, it had, like, the little staticky lines through it. Definitely wasn't high definition. And, you know, like, you're, like, looking for the cum scene. You're like, I think I see it, but it's so grainy, you're not really sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
The good old days. But, like, you know, it made me think, like, there are a lot of, like, mechanics, even just in sex, that, like, people don't have a lot of education on, I guess. Because, you know, I remember being in, like, bio sex ed class and somebody asking things like about 69, and, like, the teacher was cool. She answered, you know, a very generic, you know, when both individuals are orally pleasuring themselves at the same time or simultaneously. And of course, like, the boy that asked the question certainly knew what it was already. He just wanted to, like, feel out.
Be a dude.
Right. See if he can make the teacher blush, you know. And, you know, I would love, there, you know, the best thing I ever saw for sexual instruction, but it was for, like, queer man-on-man action, was The Joy of Gay Sex, where, like, if you had heard a rumor about something, you would, like, look at, you know, they would often have, like, the kind of vernacular and then, like, officially what it was called, like, analingus versus rim job, right? So you'd get, like, both definitions and then, like, a description of, like, the mechanics of it. And, like, that was super healthy or helpful. But I don't think
both.
Both, right. I don't think a lot of people, you know, I still, like, call this the Bible of man-on-man action if you, like, if you haven't seen it yet. And, I mean, they've been, you know, they update it every few years. And I had the pleasure of meeting one of the co-authors of it, you know, when I was a twink. I haven't seen him in many years. Yeah. But he was also, what's his name? Charles Silverstein, I think is his name. And he, like, testified in front of Congress to get homosexuality out of the DSM, the diagnostic.
Nice.
Like, manual. So he was a cool dude, psychologist. But, like, this book, he was, it was funny. Like, I, you know, there's all this work up to meeting him. And I think, oh, this has got to be somebody super comfortable talking about sex. And he was super shy.
Which really?
Which I was like, oh, that's kind of cute for such an explicit, you know, and yet professional. I mean, explicit not in the sense The Joy of Gay Sex isn't porny. It's practical.
Well, you know what? Maybe he was like, this is something I could have used. I really could have benefited from, because I was so awkward and shy about talking about sex, and I didn't know how to bridge the gap or whatever. So maybe that's exactly, sometimes we often make stuff for ourselves and then it ends up being something mass produced.
I mean, for, like, a couple of years, I thought a blowjob was.
Yeah.
Because why is it fucking called a blowjob?
Why is it called that? Yeah, why is it called a suck job?
It's a suck job. Like, I mean, I get that sounds maybe more vulgar, but at this point, like, blowjob, like, because we know what it, like, endearing means also sounds kind of vulgar. So let's just call it what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it's
fellatio, a.k.a. a suck job.
Fellatio. It took me even longer to figure out what the fuck fellatio meant.
Not I. I was called fellatio when I was in fifth grade. So then I went to my
there were
trusty
fifth
dusty.
Graders that knew what fellatio
meant? No, older brothers. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Predators. No, I'm not kidding.
No,
somebody tried to definitely groom me at that age, but tried and succeeded. But anyways, so I
oh, memories.
They're dead now, so it's fine.
They're dead now.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've said that a lot lately to a lot of things. Like, what the fuck?
They're dead now.
They're dead now. I'm just at that age where a lot of people that I've known have died. Anyways. Oh, yeah. So in fifth grade, somebody said something about, blah, 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 fellatio. So I went home to my dictionary and I found it in the dictionary. And I was like, what the fuck?
Did it make sense
piece
to
of
you,
shit.
Like the description in the dictionary? I've never
kind of. Like I don't think I could visualize what it meant, but I knew it was like a sexual act where a mouth goes on to genitals, you know.
Yeah, I probably said that. Like mouth to genital stimulation.
Yeah, oral genital stimulation, some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, what the fuck?
But that's what I'm talking about. Like all them like mechanics, you know, I even remember thinking like the straight definition, like straight up and the straight definition of sex was like basically part A goes into part B with like very little, like no discussion about lubrication, no discussion about like foreplay, you know, because like sex ed in school is so like bland and generic because they're like, just be thankful you're not getting abstinence only education, you know, and like, okay, fine. But, you know, and I know this like varies by school district and whatever, but like I'm saying I meet tons of adults that have like an unrealistic like understanding of like the mechanics of sexual activity sometimes, you know, where it's like,
yeah,
you're gonna do what? Sure. No, you're not gonna just do that. Like, a little bit more effort needs to go into that. You know, I mean, we've talked,
give me an example. So, now my mind is like, I mean, what are you talking about?
Just like, oh, you know, like the easy one, like you want to fuck, okay, you know, and they like just think they're gonna put it in you without any lube, for instance. You know, it's like,
oh, right, yeah.
Like, what do you think? Imagine your butthole having something shoved up with no, like, lubrication. Like, how do you think that would feel? And not just on the butt, it hurts on your cock. And, like, I think, like, that's the, you know, we don't...
Do you think that comes from porn, you know? Like, I don't... I used to watch a lot of like gay male porn. I don't really watch of anything anymore.
But
I don't really remember like if lube being present.
No, you know? If you see studio porn, you still don't see that. Like my guess is in a lot of studio porn, they've taken some of those like lube injectors and put like a half a ton of like lube up their ass. So the guy can just like spit on his dick head and like
get it
in, you know, but like amateur porn, I definitely see a lot more lube use because, you know, you usually see a bottle of lube and a bottle of poppers right next to the person who's bottoming's head. And you're like, okay, you'll see halfway through them hand it back. I mean, we could edit, but like I personally think like that's a little bit more educational. Like show us.
Well, and it's realistic. Yeah.
It is real.
I mean, porn sets awful real expectations across the board for everybody in every fucking group. So it's definitely something that we could use more of that.
Yeah.
You know, well, give us more amateur without the cuts. Like, don't show us. Don't delete the part where somebody queefed or somebody
right.
fucking needs more lube or right. you know, somebody with a vagina needs more lube.
Right.
God forbid we use lube in a pussy, you know.
Oh, I know. Like, I know. And you know, like I even think with like deep throating, you know, like you'll get somebody be like, oh yeah, deep throat me. And you know, you'll be like, well, you know, I kind of have to work up, because it's not just like knowing how to deep throat. Every dick is different, you know,
right,
and deep throating somebody the first time is not like deep throating them the fifth time or the sixth time,
right.
You know, right. Believe it or not, your throat gets used to a certain cock size too and can like handle certain things because it now has an expectation. But when these guys are just trying to like, come on, just
jam
a couple,
it in.
Like, no, not a couple more. And there's no, nothing else is going, like, you're done where you're at for right now. Like, right. Let me bring, you know, and those are the conversations I want people to have.
There's like, nothing worse than having to interrupt what was like a really hot scene to basically explain the mechanics of body parts.
It's so true.
That's, I think that's what you're trying to get at, is that like, it's like, we're losing precious time here,
right?
And we're also having to break character, if you will, like break the fourth wall. Yeah. And I'm a big believer in communication, but also it's really hot to like have something just kind of flow organically where you don't have to stop and have a lot of conversation about, because you've already kind of discussed it. But I think a lot of like the people that you're talking about, they don't have enough experience with like actually giving a shit about the other person,
right.
That they think that, oh, well, one time I fucked some dude's throat and it was just like open and ready for me. That's going to be the way it is every time.
Right.
It's not. And you need to, not just that act, all acts really like need to be, you know, especially that first time, like you need to be able to communicate during it. And if you don't want to communicate during it, if you don't want to break the fourth wall or whatever you want to call it, then it needs to be talked about ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like how much of like, is your throat naturally relaxed? Is this something you're going to work up to? When I say, you know, take my dick, is it okay if I hold up the back of your head? You
right.
know, like these are conversations that you need to have ahead of time. Otherwise, you could potentially hurt somebody, and that's, or ruin the quote unquote scene. And like that's, both of those things suck. Truly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it's kind of why like I'm like the universal like plea for some level of versatility, at least in the sense that like you want to do things to somebody that like you haven't had done to you, so you don't like have an appreciation for what they're doing on
that's true
the other level.
That's true.
And I'm sorry, boys, I mean that even when you're fucking with girls, maybe take a fucking, you know, strap on at least once so you can understand like the mechanics of penetration. Like
right.
slow down,
just the intimacy of it alone. You know, even if you just do it with yourself, like with a small butt plug or something, the being penetrated is very invasive.
It is.
And I think that if you don't have any experience, now I'm not saying it's going to ever be the same feeling. Being penetrated in your ass is not the same as being penetrated in a vagina, and being penetrated in an ass with a prostate is nowhere near the same as penetrated in ass without a prostate, et cetera, et cetera. Like there's levels to this, right?
Sure.
But the act itself of being penetrated, whether you take a toy and you suck on it, whether you put something inside of your ass, whatever it is, I think that you grow a different appreciation for how intimate it is if you actually have partaken in that specific act.
For instance, like when you want to be deep throated, like my recommendation is like you take some like patience and let like it be sucked for a while, because once you start deep throating, and this is a mechanics thing, eventually if I'm like gagging and slobbering all over it, I'm not going to be able to breathe through my nose for much longer. And that means like you either need to think about it's time to come, or like we need to take a break or something like that, because that's like a practicality thing. Like there are these guys that want you to like, I don't know, breathe through your asshole, that like, like you just,
again, it's because they don't, in that moment, they're not seeing you as a person.
Exactly.
They're seeing you as a fuck toy, and even a fuck toy has limitations.
Absolutely.
Even a fucking latex rubber fucking silicone toy has limitations.
Yeah.
So you have to remember that people are not just trash bags for, you know, garbage pails for you to fucking use. Like, yes, we want to be treated like that. We're asking, you know, use me like a fucking cum dumpster.
Yeah.
But you still have to remember that my throat is shaped a certain way, that my jaw only opens so much, that I need to be able to physically breathe, or otherwise I will die and you'll be charged with manslaughter.
Right.
Like, these are things that we have to still take into account. Just because you want it a certain way, well, honey, do you know how many drugs those people had to do to get their body ready for that scene that you just jerked off have to, or do you know how much practice that person had to have? This is cut. This is edited. This is, this takes place over the course of 10 hours sometimes, you know, like the people have not eaten. They've emptied their stomachs for days on end. Like, I'm not saying all porn has those unethical levels to it, but I'm just saying that there are so many things that get a person to do up to the ability to do certain scenes like that, that you don't think about, and you don't even, I'm sorry, you just took me to dinner and you want me to gag on your dick? Would you like to see the spaghetti a second time, baby? Because you know what I mean?
Like, you want some spaghetti on your spaghetti?
Like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, baby boy, I got IBS. You're not going to Pound Town after Taco Bell.
Well,
like,
right.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be like vile, but I truly mean that. I mean that in so many ways. My point is that people are fucking human beings, and there are very real limitations to anything. So whether it's you don't eat dinner until after you have sex because you want to do something extra dirty, or you let them set the pace before you use their head as a fuckhole, you know, things like that. I always say you are not in charge when I'm giving a blowjob. You are not in charge. Now, you can pretend to be. You can put your hand on the back of my head. You can pull my hair. You can slap my face. You can pretend to be in charge. But the actual art of the blowjob is happening in my mouth, and I will take care of it. Otherwise, you're going to get teeth. And I don't even mean to, but you're going to get it. Because I know what shape and size my mouth is. I know what I can handle, and I know where my limitation is on that dick. So if you think that you're going to come in and start ramming your dick into my throat, something bad is going to happen.
No,
you're going to fucking hit your dick on my incisor or something. And then it's not pleasurable for anybody at that point. So let me do my craft.
Yeah.
You can have control. And then once my mouth is off of your dick, that's when you can throw me around like a rag doll. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I cannot stand that. Like, these limitations that we have physically, people are just ignore them because, well, I saw in a porn once. Guess what? Not every fucking body and human is the same. So cut the shit. Buy a sex doll if you really don't appreciate the fact that everything is nuanced.
And it's chasing a lot of fantasy. Like I've always said, you know, in theory and fantasy, I would love to suck your dick for hours. But anybody who's given head knows eventually your lips over your teeth like that, you start getting this nice little indentation in your lip that hurts. It eventually
especially
hurts.
If you have a space between your front teeth.
Uh-huh.
So right here, I get a rip. I get a rip right in because I have a space between my two front teeth.
Oh my God, we both get the same kind of rip in our lip
because we're using real suction. We're giving a real blowjob.
Exactly.
We know the mechanics of how a dick likes to be blown.
Yep.
We are using actual suction, and with actual suction, not the kind that it looks pretty in porn, the kind that looks ugly, the kind of suction that makes me look like Skeletor. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm using that, and I have a space between my teeth, and therefore that skin is getting sucked up between my teeth as I'm blowing you. And at the 22 minute mark, I start to bleed.
Yeah.
It's not something we really like to include in our sexual activities, right?
Not normally.
No biohazards.
No biohazards.
Not really into it.
Yeah.
KK, not really safe as sex. So think about that. When you're using my head as a fuck toy, hello, you got maybe 7 minutes before I start to fucking bleed. Like, please.
And this is what I'm talking
enjoy.
About. If you want to get close to, a flawless experience, you have to take these things into mind. For instance, when somebody, in practicality, it sounds great to do, a popper's hit and suck a dick. But again, poppers make everything, your blood vessels expand. So eventually, I can't breathe through my nose. And I love it when somebody's doing poppers and they try to put it. I'm like, that's fine. But this impeccable blowjob you're getting right now is going to go down in whatever. Because the more I can't breathe through my nose, the less I can do that suction you were talking about. Because I have to breathe through some orifice that connects to my airways. If I could breathe through my ears, I totally would. But that's not an option. So funny story. So I was having, given a blowjob. This one time,
just this one time.
And, you know, I don't remember like exactly how it happened, but like the person came down my gullet and we're just kind of like,
not my gullet.
And then they were like, just,
they put a spot of jizz down my gullet.
They put a spot, just a spot, a little spread of it. And they were like, you know, put their like balls in my mouth, right? But for whatever reason, they decided to like smack my face at the same time, which is hot. I'm into it because like I was like getting ready to come. And when they smacked my face because of the position of their balls, I accidentally bit their scrotum.
Oh,
which is
ow,
like ooh, the worst for somebody who's like still in the middle of coming down from their orgasm. And like I was about to come, but of course this like stopped the activity immediately. So time your slaps carefully. if you've set that scene up, maybe don't slap them while your balls are like hanging on their mouth, because it was like, it wasn't like I was meant to. It was like, you know, a reflex action, like, and it just accidentally happened. Like, I got slapped, I moaned, it was like, oh, and it was like a quick moan, and like my mouth clamped down and just caught like a little bit of skin. So,
ouch.
Yeah, no.
That's practicality is a piece of it. And I get that, like, it's gonna take you out of the moment sometimes, but you know what also takes you out of the moment? Getting injured on either end of
absolutely
a situation.
Absolutely.
Anybody gets injured, it's not fun anymore. Nope. So, it's good to kind of keep in mind like the logistics, the, you know, the physical and even mental logistics, right?
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
I don't know. Just be careful with people's bodies and remember, just because, listen, somebody could be like, oh yeah, I want to take every fucking inch of your dick down my throat. And they do. And is there a chance that they'll get it all in? Probably, but like, let that be on their terms.
Absolutely.
You know, they may see your dick in person and be like, I don't have the ability to take all of that, but I'm going to give it an honest effort, right?
Right.
Whatever that looks like is up to them. And
absolutely,
just don't force something that isn't there, because that's the way we get injuries. That's the way we get, you know, I mean, that's not very consensual. Unless the person is just like, just force it in. It's the only time you have permission to do that.
Yeah.
And to truly, like, some people like that. Some people are like, I for a very long time was like, I would prefer to be penetrated with no foreplay at all. I don't even want to be wet. I want you to make me wet by penetrating me without foreplay. And therefore it's extra like non-consensual consensual, if you will.
Yeah.
And that was like one of my things.
Yeah.
Okay. But I asked for that. Right.
Right.
Nowadays, if you were to try to get inside of me and I wasn't a little lubed up, no, thank you. I don't, that's not my thing anymore.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's the communication level again, you know, and I'm not saying like communication to like mood kill. I'm saying communication for like ultimate pleasure. Cause you know, we just talked about like, you know, the penetrative person on one side, like not understanding, but like there are people on the other side that like don't necessarily like know what they're about to do either. Like, you know, their eyes are bigger than their stomach kind of stuff.
Sure, sure.
Like, I'm going to do this, but then like they don't have a lot of experience doing it, or they don't have a lot of experience.
Or you don't think you're going to be able to get the whole thing in, and then you do because it's the right shape for your throat or whatever the situation.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm telling you, like, I understand there's a lot of people out there, they want what they want, but it doesn't do anybody a favor in the pleasure activity for you to like oversell or promise when you don't know or don't have the experience. Cause like I can understand a little bit on the other side. You said you're gonna do something and you wanna do something. And that makes me think in general that you have experience doing it and that you know what you're doing. But like, you know, sometimes that's not the case. And it, you know, the approach would be different for someone like me. I'm not going to not hook up with you because you don't have as much experience doing that, but you want to try. I mean, I don't like being anybody's teacher, really, but like, you know, if there's chemistry and it's something like, it would be more helpful to know, hey, I've only taken like one dick, or I've like want to try this, but I've really never tried it. But like, you know, I feel like I could, and I feel like I'm really excited about it. You know, then I have something in mind, like I can like, you know, take a different approach rather than like, we're just going to get like hot into it and just start doing it, because that is also a disruptor. Like, you know, as much as the other person, like, you know, thinking they can do X, Y, and Z, you thinking you can do X, Y, and Z and not being able to do it. Like, all of these things are going to kind of stop the situation of pleasure. And, you know, there's no need for that. If you both have chemistry.
It kind of reminds me of that trend that was going on TikTok at one point, where when a guy, it was like straight relationships, when a guy was eating a banana, the partner would come, she would come and like take the back of his head and push it down on the banana, which is fucked up. Okay, that's fucked up. Yeah, so he could choke or whatever, but it was like their playful way of being like, see, that's what I deal with now. And a lot of the guys after were like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm genuine. And that's what I mean by like, maybe take a popsicle and see what it feels like to put something down your throat.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I feel like an appreciation for what the person is going through changes perspective intensely.
Yeah.
And it changes expectations, and it also allows for more just understanding in general. And then maybe you won't have, you know, you won't be disappointed, or maybe you'll be extra impressed, right? Wow, she's doing this thing that made me uncomfortable when I tried it, right?
Yeah.
Or he's doing this thing, you know. I just think that sometimes, you know,
that's funny.
Walking in the person's shoes is it makes you appreciate
things. Absolutely. So my partner always has this paranoia, because I love to, like, when we have popsicles in the house, which, if you smoke a lot of weed, sometimes it's a nice thing to have in the house. Like, it helps with, like, cotton mouth. And, like, I find popsicles actually make me, like, want to, like, give head a little bit more, you know, just because it's, like, I don't know, whatever.
The oral fixation part.
Well, yeah. And, like, high fructose corn syrup kind of coats my throat. So what can I say? But
there you go.
But, like, my partner always yells at me when, because I'll, like, be watching TV, like, kind of laying down. And, like, he's always like, hey, like, please sit up. You're going to choke. And I'm like, no, that's impossible with a popsicle, because it would melt before I would actually choke on it, right? Like, if a piece fell off in my throat and I was lying down, it would just, before I would die, it would melt enough to go one way or another, right?
I mean, it depends. I mean, how long can you hold your breath for, really?
Long.
Because popsicles don't just melt instantly.
Well,
it's not like your throat is a bajillion degrees.
That's true, but it is like,
I think you'd lose at least a minute of being able to breathe.
You think a minute? Oh, maybe. But
at
like,
least.
But that's what I'm saying. Would it like, I feel like it has an incapability of lodging itself there, just because it's so malleable, because it's melty. Like, I feel, okay.
Is this a Google thing? Should we Google
it? I don't know, but has anybody ever choked on a popsicle? Has anyone ever needed a Heimlich because of a popsicle? Oh, and if anybody's listening who has a video of, like, Mutual 69 cum scenes, please, like, let me know.
You're so
let
funny.
Me know where to find it. Well, no, because in theory, again, it's really hot. I wouldn't mind seeing two people come at the same time while 69ing. That, like, you know, all of a sudden they're sucking and then, like, all the cum pours out of their mouth around the dick. Like, I know you could fake that scene easy enough, but, like, I want some, like, genuine action.
Okay, so someone says choking can kill you in minutes. A popsicle would take downwards of half hour to fully melt.
Shit.
Never mind. Oh, well, they said something about the stick. You're saying a piece of popsicle.
Yeah.
Not a whole one.
Like,
you may also drown because of severe limitation of breathing.
Okay, that's fair. Because liquid could, if you're, like, having an obstruction, you, like, getting liquid in the lungs would be...
In the lung, yeah. Okay, that's...
Because we have just
choking on popsicles.
Our little flap in our esophagus that's between eating and breathing. And, like, I forget what it's called.
Mine doesn't stay down, little fucker.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I have fucking severe acid reflux,
baby. Oh, that's right. Ugh, horrible. Well, there you have it.
One of my holes is going to eat me alive.
Oh my God.
Are you eating it, or is it
eating
you?
Wow, that is beautiful.
Yeah, that's a great way to end. Thanks everybody for tuning into The Screw. this was the most random conversation ever, but I think it's good. I think it's very helpful to discuss communication and why, what could go awry when you don't properly communicate.
Ah, well said.
Anyways, don't choke on popsicles. Don't lay down while eating them. We love you. Goodbye.